Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Love.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Ministry. So glad you have stopped by the airspace. We have
being reconnected, Dr. Mitchell. Stay on. I'm coming
back
up. Yeah,
you're not on the air.
I know. Okay. It went off. Okay.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I've been having a time this morning getting on the air. Then it just cut me off. But to God be the glory. We are back on. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank everyone this morning that have tuned into the broadcast or will come on later on the archive. And today our topic is God speak in signs. You know, a lot of people say, well, how do I know if it's me saying it? Is it God saying it? Is the enemy saying it? So today we're going to talk about that. God speaks in signs. And you know, one of God's glorious in the unique way that he can reach you, sometimes his message will come through signs and coincidence to let you know that you are on the right path. Often we shower you with gifts and blessings to show he loves you and is looking after your well-being. You know, we serve an awesome God because of you every day, a new day of everlasting promise. So today, anyone that have anything that they would like to add to this topic today, hit one on your keypad, and I will bring you in for my switchboard. And if you know anyone else would like to listen to the broadcast, give them the call-in number. The guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. 716-4389. So, you know, as I was thinking about that, I'm going to give you about 20 direct signs God is speaking to you now. You know, the importance of being able to discern the signs and recognize that God is speaking to you is in this present time cannot be overemphasized. With so many signs and circumstances, imaginations, and the voice of the flesh, therefore, competing with the real voice of God. Due to this effect, it is of great importance that you recognize the signs God is speaking to you. You know, God has never been silent and would never be. He always has something to say in every issue and challenges of life as it unfolds. God is still speaking, but the big question I'm asking everybody today, how do you know God has a message for you? You know, sometimes you have been faced with your great challenge and on the verge of giving up. You wish God would speak to you. In some other cases, you might have prayed to God for direction, and it seems you haven't gotten an answer, but yet you need a sign of confirmation from God. You know, there's a clear difference between the voice of God and that of man. God speaks in a diverse way, so it is necessary you understand the sign God is speaking directly to you. And in others, to achieve that is important, you have adequate knowledge of how to discern God's voice from your own voice. You know, there are two major ways to discern God's voice from your voice. God's voice is confirmed by the scriptures. You know, the Bible is the most important book in the world and must be a guideline to every believer. The Bible is a powerful weapon and an important manual that will teach you how to discern God's voice from your own voice. You know, God magnifies his words more than his name. Over in Psalms 138 and 2, it says, his voice is contained in his word and thus cannot contradict itself. In the scripture lies revelation and truth. Due to this, you need to be very familiar with the scripture so you can always run back to it in time of confusion. We're talking today by God speak and sign. You know, the Holy Spirit is the promise of Jesus unto you, who is meant to guide and teach you in all things. If you are born again, the Holy Spirit is living and abiding in your spirit. The Holy Spirit communicates to you through your spirit, and your spirit, of course, communicates to your mind by your inward witness. You know, at some point in life, you deserve a burning desire to know the right, next, and best step of decisions to make. And hence, you want to hear from God directly. Thus, it becomes ideal to discern the signs God is speaking to you. You know, hearing from God directly has to do with having an underlying love for him and opening in the doors of your heart for him to dwell. Revelation 3 and 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him with him and he with me. You know, you have to build a strong cord of friendship with God and others to hear from him. Literally, here in John 10:27 say, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Here are some things on how to hear from God directly. God speaks through the scriptures. The Bible is the voice of God in written form. Constantly studying of the Bible, meditating, and prayer is very paramount to every believer who wants to hear from God directly and discern the signs God is speaking to you. You know, God's word is light. It is powerful. It leads and guides and gives strength. You'll find Psalms 119 and 105, the word is a lamp, light unto my feet, and a light unto my path. You know, God speaks through other people. You share the same faith. You know, you're speaking to God. And out the clear blue, somebody call you and go to talking a conversation or saying something to you. And you go to thinking, wait a minute. I told God about that situation. I told God to give me an answer. Well, here my answer is right here. He's speaking through somebody like-minded that God had a connection with and knew what you was praying about. You know, friendship with other believers also is a way to hear from God directly. Through conversation with other believers, personal experience, how God speak to them and how they were able to overcome some situation. There is always uplifting in your name, inner man, and encouragement and strength is drawn. You know, Romans 1 and 12 said, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. You know, for me, he speaks through me through dreams and vision. And here, God speaks directly through dreams, and you must be sensitive enough to remember and take certain action immediately. Daniel 2 and 9 say, then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Whenever God gives me a dream, I keep a tablet and pen by my bed. I write down everything he's telling me. When I wake up, from the dream and the vision, I write it down, make it plain. You know, you may hear from God all of it. This is a way that does not require questioning or arguments, because you can hear God's voice directly and audibly. And I hear that too. You might hear God's voice audibly the same way you heard when someone called your name. Woo! Or when someone is speaking to you. My. You know, just in the case of Prophet Samuel in the book of 1 Samuel 3, verse 4 and 5, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou calledst me." And he said, "I called you not. Lay down again." And he went and laid down. The first creation by God, Adam, heard from God audibly. You'll find that in Genesis 3:10. Moses, Exodus 20 and 22. God never changed. Hebrews 13 and 8 confirm, this Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. It has not been recorded in the Bible that he had stopped speaking to his children audibly. Therefore, you can still hear from God in an audible voice. Isaiah 30 and 21 say, and the ear shall hear a word between thee, saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. You know, God speaks directly through sermons. Every service or church program is meant for particular souls, because God's presence is always present in the fellowship of brethren. God's words are God's voice. Hence must be preached in every Christian gathering through sermon or word of exaltation. You know, God speaks directly through sermons preached in church by pastors, apostles, teachers, unit leaders. It is therefore very important that you attend every service prepared with an open heart to receive from God. And hence, now that you know how to hear from God directly, here is what you should do when speaking and when God is speaking to you. You know, many times when you go to church or if you go on Zoom, you might tuned into a program. May not be your regular service that you used to listening to, but God had you turn to that particular scripture or that particular service on Zoom or Facebook. And while the pastor was preaching, or the apostle or the prophet or the teacher or the evangelist, and they spoke a word out, it got your attention because you were saying, God, this is what I need. God was giving you your answer. You didn't know how the answer was going to come. It didn't have to come through a familiar person, but he still gave you the answer. But were you listening? You know, God's voice is the most treasured and valuable thing in life. And so total obedience to every word of God must be maintained. What to do when God speaks to you is to obey total, without argument, and apply God's word accordingly. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, the word of God said, casting down arguments and every high thing that it exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You know, sometime in life you go through some circumstances and you want to know God. Still cares for you. He does. It's important to note that these circumstances might be a sign God is speaking to you. This question would be answered as we proceed with these steps. You know, signs God is speaking you through circumstances. God speak through circumstances, either with what you are going through or what someone else has gone through. And by communicating with others, you draw hope, peace, and also encouragement. Be observant and sensitive, because it might be a sign God speaking to you. Read closely as we discuss signs God speak to you through circumstances. When the circumstances are in line with the word of God, God is never an author of confusion. Therefore, his voice aligns with the scripture. God can never change in any way to suit your circumstances. Therefore, you need to align and apply God's word in that circumstance. Reoccur of a particular incident. Think about it. God speaks through repeated instances, and you must be very sensitive to understand this and act in total obedience. I remember one time reading that the man once had a burning desire to go and preach the gospel in a village and no prior knowledge of the location. So on the fateful day, he was on a journey to this village. And unfortunately, the bus he boarded broke down in a particular village. So timid, and he perceived in his spirit that the gospel needed to be shared there, just as he needed sign to confirm from God. Upon returning from the village, the bus he boarded also broke down at that particular spot leading to the village, and then he knew it was a sign God is speaking to him and not just mere coincidence. You know, we say that sometimes when things come up in our life, and, you know, you'll say automatically, you know, that's a coincidence. I feel like I've been here before. Those people, it's like I know those people. But God have connected you with them in the spirit. God used people to confirm his voice. Sometimes in life you may have been through a lot and on the verge of giving up. I'm speaking to somebody on the line this morning, somebody in radio land, computer land, on the telephone, someone that may be listening in later on the archive. God used people to confirm his voice. And though their life experience and how they were able to overcome, you become strengthened and encouraged. This is a clear sign God is speaking to you through circumstances. On just the other morning, I know what God is saying. I listened into a prayer line. I didn't even get to pray. I was just listening on the prayer line when God speaks in signs. And a lady come on the prayer line, and she said, "Is there an overseer on the line?" I said, "Yes." I didn't know her. She didn't know me. But God spoke through her into my life, through the circumstances, through the things that I needed to do and know that I was on the right track. Everything that lady told me from a child up to now, only God could have revealed it to her. So when somebody is telling you something, don't throw it off. Don't cast it off. Or they don't know what they're talking about. You don't know who God going to put in your life to give you the word that you've been praying about. It may sound strange. Say, "Oh, I'm not going to talk to that. But that ain't what they're saying." Don't do it. Never estimate, underestimate the power of God. You know, test the circumstances in the light of God's plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts I have toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The plans of God for our lives are for peace, not for war, pain or tears. Therefore, there is a need for you to test the circumstances in the light of God's plan for your life. You know, it is great benefit to know that the wish of God is the will of God, and the will of God is the word of God. God's will is a good life for you, and this cannot be changed, no matter who is pleading with it or not. Therefore, if such circumstances of sorrow and tears, then be sure it is not a sign from God. I give you another good testimony. I was asking God because I cook for the homeless. And I was asking God in my secret closet on some things that I needed to do to have another nice meal for Sunday, but to feed the homeless. God touched somebody's heart, two or three people's heart, to touch one person's heart, to call me while I was on the Bible study line last night and say, "Overseer, would you like some meat?" Automatically, I said yes. They knocked at my door while I put my phone on mute and went to the door, me and my son, and pulled in all this meat that God had blessed me with. You don't know who gonna bless you. Don't turn your blessing down. Don't go to somebody, "Oh, I don't eat this, I don't want this, I don't like this, I don't like what they say." You don't know what God is doing. You done asked God for the petition. He's answering your petition. And for the person that obeyed God last night, God got a big reward for them. God is going to turn things around in their life and in their family life. God is going to do some new things. Those looking for, those wanting to go further in life, God is going to do some new things. People on this line are listening in. You've been praying a long time for God to turn things around in your ministry. God is working right now on your behalf. Turn it over to Jesus and just leave it there. You ain't got to keep going back, picking it up, giving it to me. Uh-uh. Turn it over to him and leave it there. Because God has a way of doing what he needs to do in everybody's life. So if you have a vision, if you have a dream, write it down. If you're going through something, it ain't for you. It's for somebody else. Somebody going to call you. Somebody going to knock at your door. Somebody going to need what you need. People been here already this morning picking up. I was calling people to give them. Freeze are running over. But I'm showing you how good God is. He would do just what you say. But trust in it. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You know, the voice of God comes with so much difference. It makes the hearers tremble, not for fear of danger, but in trucks of peace and better understanding that result to godly living, which is vital to know the sign. God is speaking to you with a sharp difference to the voice of the intruder, the devil. You know, here's some things I'm going to give you. In Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. It's important to know that being led by the inward witness is one of the primary ways to know God is speaking to you. Oftentimes, you want to take steps or make decisions or about a particular thing, and you have something, as some folks call it, on the inside telling you to wait, check, or even stop. It wasn't even a thing that said that it was your inward witness, your spirit. You have to pay attention closely to that. It's a clear, direct sign God is speaking to you. You know, John 16 and 13 say, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, tongue. He will guide you into all truth, but he shall not speak of himself. But whosoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit does speak, and whatever message he hear God say is what he ministers to your spirit, either by a still, small voice or by your inward witness, as early discussed. My. You know, as I said earlier, it's important through circumstances. It's important to know that God speaks through circumstances and not just a mere coincidence. Pay attention. Must be paid in a correct application of God's word to overcome. I could go on and on, but I thought that was a worthy topic today. If I have anybody on the line today would like to give some examples to the listening audience, how God have spoke to you when you was going through circumstances, or how he spoke to you audibly, or how he spoke to you in a dream or vision, I give you this time now on this line to let other people know that God is speaking to today. God is speaking. He hearing his children cry. So if anyone would like to say something on the line today, before I close the broadcast, feel free at this time. You don't have to be scared. You know you asked God for something, and he came right on through for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm bringing you on. Caller, you're not on the air.
Overseer, I find a way that God has shown me a sign is in traveling. Sometimes when you get in your car and you want to go one direction, the Lord will tell you not to go that way, to go another way. And you might listen on the news that the way you were going, there was an accident about the same time that you would have been at that place, and some life or another was taken. So he leads us in that way when we are traveling, and then sometimes he'll just tell us not to leave our house. We're maybe getting ready to fly somewhere or go somewhere, and there's an urge or something that say, you don't need to go. And then even in watching the airplane accident, some people, the Lord said, don't go, and they didn't go, and that plane either went down or something, and it's the very flight that they were on. So when we have those internal urges, we need to listen to them, because that's God giving us a sign.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I understand all last year, even with the pandemic, I had tickets going here, tickets going there. And I said, okay, I'm going to go here. But then at the, almost like you said, the last minute, the boys say, cancel, don't go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I canceled that flight where I was supposed to go to one place. I canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, thank you. All this week, God been giving me vision, giving me dreams,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
writing them down. I'm listening
mm-hmm.
to what God's saying.
Right.
And he don't lie. Mm-mm. He's not a man that
no.
he should lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Do we have any other callers? Thank you, callers, for that. Do we have any other callers would like to share about when y'all asked God, God showed you something and you followed what God said? Because I know it's a lot of them on this line. I'm looking at numbers where it was going one way and God told them, no, don't go that way. Turn and go this way.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
God is so good. If people would just listen to the Holy Spirit, they won't go wrong. And I have a caller coming on. Hold on, caller. I'm bringing you on. You're now on the air, a caller to area code 281.
Yes, hi. Pastor Sadie, how are you doing? I would like to say hello to everyone on the line.
Good morning.
Pastor Sadie?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I would like to just give a testimony, please, if I can.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Help yourself, baby.
Okay. My testimony, I caught my washer messed up yesterday evening, and my house water was gushing under the bottom. And I called this morning Lowe's, and my warranty is out. And I have contractors at my house right now, and I said, I need a plumber. Who do y'all know is a plumber to fix my washer? The guy said, you know, I'm a plumber. I can do that. I said, oh, you can? He said, yes, ma'am. He said, when I get through doing this, he said, I'm going to check on your washer for you. I said, thank you, Jesus, because my washer, the warranty is out. So I just thank God for that. When you do right by God, and God will do right by you. And when you follow the voice of the Holy Ghost, not just what you want to do, but you listen to what the Lord say do and follow through, and he'll bless you in other ways. And that's all I just want to encourage the people this morning. Listen to the voice of God. Count it not strange. Just do it.
That's right.
Okay, y'all have a blessed day.
Amen.
Thanks so much, Paul.
May I say something? Yes. Sometimes we can ask God for something, and it seems as if God is not listening or hearing our prayer, and we just wait. And we wait and we wait, and it still looks like we're not getting an answer. But a lot of times God is answering us, and we don't know he's answering us. And I know sometimes I have been very despondent or something. I say, God, I need to hear a word. I need to hear something. And I can turn my radio on. It can be KWWJ or Dr. Mitchell is playing a song, 90.9, and a song will come on, and it's just what I need. It's just the answer I need to give me that encouragement and that push that I need for that day.
Amen. That's beautiful. I mean, that's the way God comes. So everybody thinking he's supposed to just drop out the air right in front of you. No, God have many ways. And like I was saying earlier, he'll come through your friends, your family, the radio, the TV, somebody you met in the grocery store, and you just give them, hello, how you doing? And they will say, you know, such and such a thing. And then they say, oh, I don't know why I said that. But you said in your spirit, I know why you said it, because me and God had had a conversation with that. And he done already told me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Other people, yes.
Yes, other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we start listening to the voice of God, people are going to tell, oh, I wouldn't do that if that was you. But if God told you to do it, you won't go wrong.
That's
right. That's why it's so important. Go ahead, baby. You have something to say?
No.
So it's so important when God is speaking through us. Through so many ways that God has a message for us. God might be trying to get your attention by, due to a distraction. We have someone on. Let me bring this caller on. You're now on the air, caller.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to the host. Good morning to the hearers and listeners. God says for us to wait. Now, I have been very impatient at times on the waiting. But if we wait on him, the word wait sterilizes and it edifies, it glorifies, it gives our attention to what we need to attend to. It opens our eyes to see the pitfalls that had we not waited, we would have been scorned or we would have been dead. Wait. I've had people on the street to step out begging for money. And as I attempted to drive away, the person stepped right in front of my car. Boom, wait. I've had several incidents where waiting has paid off in an immense way. Waiting on surgery. Waiting on the money to come to the bank account. Waiting on the admiration of time. And in each case, time, money, attitudes, love, because the love of money is the root of all evil. But we have to wait. Now, bank accounts are low. We have to wait because he'll deposit $1 trillion in there, and you not know where it came from. So waiting on the Lord is essential. The best thing that could ever happen to a human being. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be blessed, saints.
Yes. Thank you so much, caller. And that's what we're doing. We're waiting on God. And when God give us an answer, y'all, we got to move right then. We don't need to wait till, well, I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to do it next month. When God speak, that's me. When God speak and somebody call, God speak and I'm saying, God, which way do I go with this? How do I do? Then he has somebody call me and say, overseer, pastor say it or whatever. You know, I don't know if this God or what she said, but I would do this and that and so. She said, I don't know why I'm telling you that. Or he'll say, well, I don't know why I told you that. I taught a long time about ministry and certain parts of ministry. Should I stay? Should I move? What do I do, Lord? I'm at a standstill. And when God opened that door, I walk right on in. Because I was stagnated. He was speaking. But I figured I was taking too long. And when it clicked, I got up from then on for all the stuff. When he speak, I'm up moving. I don't wait around. Well, I don't have the money. I don't have this. He told me I can do what I was doing at the building right here. And when he opened the door for me to get another building, yesterday he spoke to me driving on where the next place, don't know exactly the location yet, but what I'm going to do to do the next phase of the ministry. I say, thank you, Lord. So now I'm going to be out looking for that because he's going to direct me to what I'm supposed to do with that. But we got to be in tune, listening, no distraction. You know, it becomes difficult to notice that God has a message for you. Therefore, he make you uncomfortable. Your peace of mind begin to be desperate. Please know, this is not that God wants to frustrate you. Once you pay attention and careful to this, you will see that it is a clear sign God is saying something, and he needs your keen attention. Y'all have been through that, everybody on this line that have spoken this morning. And we to always pray, even in our prayers, on our prayer line. We could be talking to God about something or somebody else did. And if somebody on that line already got the answer for that person, it's up for them to receive the answer God had already given them that they asked about. But somebody feared because you don't look like them, you don't dress like them, you don't smell like them, you don't talk like them, that you ain't got a word to give them. People got to move off from that. God is want to bring us together. And that showed on yesterday. It showed the world how God want us to come together. So, ladies, I am so glad you came on the show today, that you gave an input on the topic today. I think I'm going to do a part two on this here because I had more to talk on this. But I thank each and every one of you all for coming today, making this show what it was today. And next week we will have another exciting topic. And if God want me to bring this topic with some more on it, I'll do a repeat. But I'm a move by the Spirit. And I thank God for y'all participation today by y'all coming on and speaking where the audience can check the archives later and go back and hear all the things that you wonderful ladies told about what God was doing in y'all life. Y'all wasn't afraid. Y'all stepped up to the plate, stepped out, received. Y'all going to receive a blessing before Sunday. God have blessings for each one of you all that spoke today. And I thank you. I give you the glory and I give God the praise. So, God, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for the message that we've received. We thank you for the signs that we have gotten. We thank you for the coincidence and the blessings that you have bestowed on every person life today. And as we leave this line, we do not leave your presence. We give you the joy, we give you the love and the peace that you have given us. Let us be able to share it with others this day. God speak, in signs, in visions, in dreams, uniquely in circumstances. Until next week, as my cliche say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Until next week, you all be blessed. Come back next week with testimonies, because God is working on you today. Thank you so much. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.